Hebrew, Paul said in Hebrew, chapter 4, somewhere around there, chapter 4, the word of God is quick and powerful. Just like a two-edged sword, it cuts front and back. It's powerful. Piercing to the asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, discerning the very thoughts of the heart. That means this word is able to analyze, discern, energize. It's effective. It's power in the word of God. Now, next verse said, it's nothing hidden from him. Every creature is naked before him. I mean, God got x-ray vision. He see all of us. We don't have to camouflage. We can just be ourselves in the presence of God. He see all of us. I don't have to pretend. I can just be me, and I like that. It says he is a high priest who has passed into the heavens, so that we should hold fast to what this word say about us. We should use the power that's in the word. Amen. It also say he is not a high priest that cannot feel our infirmity. He know our every pain. He know our every hurt. Our every shortcoming. What we going through. Our secret parts. He know. Because he has been tempted in every way just like we are, yet without sin. Not only can he feel our hurt and pain, he tells us on down that verse what to do with them. He tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't have to come to him timid and cower down. Come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain, to receive his mercy. When you obtain something, you take it on. He tells us we can do that. And find grace to help us in time of need. Power in this word. Power in the word. And we know the word. Most of all of us in here know the word. But just knowing it will not get the job done. But when we put it to work, it'll work. Not one time, but every time. I'm going to be talking from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to talk about love. Oh, in Galatians chapter 5, Paul was letting them Galatians know they was trying to go back into bondage by walking by the law. He let them know, you have not been justified by the law. You have not been made righteousness by the law. You have been made righteous by the grace of God. And he said, I want you to walk in your spirit and not your flesh. Because when you walk in the flesh, you don't do the things you ought to do. When you walk in the flesh, you will fulfill the desires of the flesh. And Paul letting them know, I don't want you to do that. I want you to walk in your spirit, because the flesh and the spirit is contrary one to the other, causing you not to do what you ought to do. When you walk in your flesh, this is what will manifest. And I know we all know that. Lasciviousness, I might not be saying that right. Hearsay. Anyway, all kind of foolishness will manifest when we walk in our flesh. And he said, I tell you before, just like I told you over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he that doeth these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. He was letting them know, I don't want you to walk in your own flesh. And when we walk in our flesh, it ain't no good thing in the flesh. When we walk in our flesh, we just do dumb things. And that's what he was telling them. But Paul tell them, if you walk in your spirit by the grace in faith expressed by your love walk, this is what a man fits. And we know that. Love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, and all these things. And he said, against these things, you don't even have to worry about the law. Against these things, you don't need a law. The law is not for saved folk. The law is not for us. It's for a sinner person that don't know no better. I got 3 tickets in one day. 3 tickets. I got a ticket for my baby not being in the seat, car seat. I know I don't ride the foster kids around without being in the car seat. I didn't have an insurance card in the car. I got a ticket for that. And I didn't have no tag. I know when my tag is out, I'm supposed to get one. I know that. Paul said over in Romans, so what shall we say then? Shall we continue to do dumb things just because grace abounds? God forbid. God forbid. I know better. I just said sometimes we don't always do what we ought to do. But his grace is there to help us. I didn't have to pay the tickets. Thank God. Thank God.